Rashi and we do it. Rashi and Parshas Emor brings down by Teres Yelukam. Astrology mentioned it, that Rashi says that what the Rambam says that after the whole Chag of bringing the Pariah Chag with the Ayin Umayis, so the Rambam says to Kli Yisrael Kashal Hadatzman, and therefore you should Yaseli Sudiktana, and so that I can be Mesameach with you. And one more day, stay one more day. Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, also by Thursday Yelachan, so he brings down when Joshua by Godel, if you should call him as a regular, he krivu k'neged shivim umay. So chashabon l'lecha, some of the makam, but v'akosha mekam atzuli su d'ktano, k'de she'en amikam. Which is really the lashon of the Gemara in Sotah. The Rashi in Emor is not the Gemara in Sotah, it's a Medrash. And in Parshas Pinchas, he brings the Gemara in Sotah. But they're not really saying the same thing. One is saying that kasha leper daskan. So I wanna make one more day, stay one more day. And the Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, which is the Gemara in Sukkah, is bringing down that a different verse that through to the k'tana k'desh ena mikem. In other words, the whole Sukkah is you're being nana for me. So now on the last day, I say we through the k'tana k'desh ena mikem. That's the pashto. The rest of the question say that on the Medrash that Rashi brings in Parshas Zemar that Kashalai Pedatskan is more than one pshat. Kashalai Pedatskan, Pashas you learn, means Pedatskan from the Rebbeinu from the Klai Yisrael. So there is a question that brings down that Kashalai Pedatskan is like all Klai Yisrael together by the Regal, but all together by Achdus and Yerushalayim. Kashalai Pedatskan is that when Klai Yisrael is separating from each other, they're all going home. So Kashalai Pedatskan, so stay one more day to be by Achdus, stay one more day to go. So, if you think about it a little more, it sounds that the two Rashi's are trying to put the two Rashi's together, that they're miscavving their Echos, which is that Rebbeinu is asking Klai Yisrael, say this to the Ktano, k'desh ena mikem, that I should get Hanoah from you, and the day that I get Hanoah from you, it will be easier for me the praise of. You know, the extra day, Kosh Lepidach, when you should stay one more day, is k'desh ena mikem. It's really one pshat. That if I be nana from Klai Yisrael, so there'll be a lasting hanor that Klai Yisrael and Rebbeinu Shlom share together on the last day Shmini Atzeres, and that reishon will fly weiter, and with that it will be less of a praise. It will be kamat as if it won't be a praise. That will be able to last at least until the next year in Shmini Atzeres. I was thinking that Velk always quotes this Rashi to the prison. But Lefidus Chan is Taka very well that the Indian of the phrase is the misbinding what we had from the Nitran. And Mamewa, Danny said he's gonna kill me after everything I'm gonna say, but I'll keep it unlimited. But if we have what we were nana from the Nifrat, if we have what the milas were and what we learned from him and what we saw from him, so then Itak will be less of a praise. Itak will be he will still be here because we'll still have his ration here. So thinking on Shabbos, what we could say about Danny. A lot to say, but what came to mind was the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Rishulim Prach, in the first part. It says that Rishulim Prach, Yomer Asei Lecha Rav, V'Knei Lecha Chavah. I think those two Yisaidis, those two Yisaidis are what, at least Mitzidi, what I saw in Danny, that I had a limud, a tremendous limud in those two sugyas. Asei Lecha Rav, I won't say so much, but Asei Lecha Rav had the chus to be by Shir by that Danny gave last night. And I saw it was very nicker that he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael. he was kind of mahalach from Rabbi Yisrael. If I close my eyes and not listen so much to the voice, it probably could have sounded like Rabbi Yisrael saying Kabur. So except it was in Hebrew. But it was the Indian that I saw in Danny that he worked on being kind of mahalach from a Rebbe, from Yisrael and having a shaykhus with him and Taka, not just learning, but learning from Rebbe, learning, getting a mahalach, getting a way of giving over, a way of learning, and that's a tremendous mile in the Torah in general, and something that I learned from. And the Tzaita Zach, K'nei Lech L'chover, when I moved to Sraskin, so the first day, I knew there was a bus to the mirror. I didn't know so much about it, but I knew there was a bus by the bus stop, so I went out to the bus stop, and I think, I don't remember correctly, I think the first person I was Daniel. And but certainly, I don't remember the first person I met, but he was certainly the first person that I spoke to. and Hitaka was, he's friendly from the start. Like, it wasn't like a matter of, like, we didn't know each other. It was like, how you doing, whatever. It was like, Kilo, we knew each other already. I think he told me about it right away, like the first 5 minutes. Tell me you did. I think I don't know what it was, but so it was like a friendly face right away. That there's someone there, and since then I didn't know at the time, but since then I became a school rooster. I've been learning from, I think, for a year at this point. Which is not going to give me kashal if you don't, because I know I'm going to get a replacement. Night this was here in Sosnokhov and Sroskin. So after K'nei Lecha Chavah, there's a sach nekuda. So that was one nekuda that he's, I don't know, I assume he treats everybody like that, because that's the way he treated me. And since then, he didn't just like go and say hello. It became a lasting relationship that continues. Furthermore, he's been around with me a few times that he has the same thing with his other chaverim, because he told me several times that he has a lot of agosnefesh sometimes, and if he doesn't keep in touch with chaverim that go out of the country or go to other places, which is a warning for me, I guess better keep in touch. But you see that he wants to stick with his chaverim and to keep up his relationship with his chaverim. He doesn't just, you know, it doesn't just stop where in the Naps, not nearby, Naps, not local. I also saw that as a few times a different chaverim were at a eighth star, certain stars, some of them may be still going on, but it doesn't matter. But the point being that I saw in Daniel that he felt taka the tzara. By Yen. I mean, it wasn't just spam, like he was just like talking about it, like, you know, it's like an interesting thing that so-and-so has a tzara, which is the way a lot of people deal with it. It Taka bothered him. Taka wants to do something about it. Maybe Yen wants to My son, in this expression, something called Isha Tisazria, the old Zachar with Tomash of Yavin, the Vidintum of Yuleda. So the famous one from the Kotzke that was the Chan Tomash Yuleda. That the Gemara says in Tainus that the Baruch Shalom has a maftech for three things. One of them is the maftech for being a chayot, a yeladah. And the story that whenever there's a hashras hashchina and then the shchina leaves, so automatically the tumah that comes in. So because by the yeladah there's a hashras hashchina, the Baruch Shalom has a maftech. So nachdem automatically there has to be a tumah, because when there's a histalkus hashchina, when there's a void, so that void is automatically filled with tumah. So, as I was saying before, so if you have someone with such great amylus and they leave, so chas v'shalom is such a sakana also, and they could be a void, and the void is Shalom could be a terrible thing, but if we're mizbainin and we try to be mamshich the derech of the mitzvah, so ken zayin, it won't be considered a void b'chlal. It'll be considered as if he's still here, and then tak will be mamshich in that kedusha, in that. I know that by me is constantly being chavik me to come tonight and come the whole time . And during the day, everyone sees he's there the whole Seder, and then every Seder, the whole Seder from beginning to end. And so it's a big chizik. It's fun with everybody, it's me for sure. And, we still didn't finish Teruvah's taka, but for the third time. but we wanted to finish it, a kaponim, and we got a sach later than we thought we would. Baruch Hashem. So my point. Say that someone quoted that one of the pages, that's really the third page for Zinni, that I'm attending. So the Gemara says that Anif Mechaviri, when you put it on, you take the Ravacha. So there's a lot of Pshatim in that. I'm not sure the Pshat, that's just I'm agav, that the Gemara says that Shmitech Kach Zechreyu. That's a Pshat, which might be other Chemes, that Shmitech Kach Zechreyu, the thesis is that a person remembers Torah if it's in like a strange, if it's in the Beis Medrash, so remember, you don't remember it. If it's like in a funny place, like if someone told you a Zvart, like in the airport or something, so you tend to remember it more. So, what? Somebody on the bus, whatever, you associate it with that place. And you associate that place and you tend to remember the Zvart. So, it's not saying that's a Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Pshat from the Gain, they say it from the Gain. He says, "What's the pshat shmitech kach zechreyu?" That the etzim is also to mention anything about your friend, because if you mention him lignus, it's lashon hara. If you mention him l'shvach, so it says mitech shvach ibo lignusay. So you can't say anything about anybody. What can you say about him? You can only say over his Torah, because it says that v'amidav mishamam, right? So maybe gulai one. So that you can do. You can be v'amidav mishamam, right? So the way to be able to be zeicher your friend, the Gaon says, is that if you'll have a vart from him, you'll have Torah from him, you'll have a limud from him. To be able to mitaych kach zechreyu. So first of all, Dani, I think Tak Emes have a sach to remember him by. But I was thinking Nachah in Nekuda that the Gemara says that if Tahamid Avi Shemamri maybe Gula Ilam. So someone said over on Friday night. How many people here Friday night? Okay. Okay. They're saying over which is really rebellious, says come out the same verse. So instead of a rebellious way, that in rebellion went to Reb Chatzkel to tell him that he was going back to America. So Chatzkel told him, correct me if I say it wrong, but Chatzkel told him that when are you coming back? The Moshiach comes. So he said, what's going to be if you're on the ship and Mashiach comes? He says the ship is going to turn around. So the value of Nazar, and he's Nazar with the mushroom. With the mushroom, maybe more move on that.